Okay, let's dive into this. For years, if you were in retail leadership, planning had this familiar, almost comfortable rhythm, didn't it?
Oh, definitely. Back to school, Black Friday, holiday, clearance. You knew the beats.
You knew the cadence, you knew when to staff up, when to push promotions. It felt, predictable.
Right. But the source material we're exploring today makes a really powerful argument. That predictable calendar, it's fundamentally broken.
Yeah, it says we've shifted, according to this article, into what they're calling the always-on shopping era.
And what strikes me from the source is how they define this always-on reality. It's completely shopper-centric now,
Meaning.
meaning consumers engage when they feel like it, driven by impulse, sure, but also deeply personal things. Maybe it's their birthday, their job
Or
promotion.
they just decided it's a treat myself self-care weekend. So.
Exactly. And layer on top of that the massive influence of, social
Oh,
platforms.
yeah. Suddenly everyone needs the thing that just went viral on TikTok.
Precisely. And then there's the sheer convenience of digital access, shopping 24/7 with next day delivery. The old seasonal peaks just don't dictate behavior the way they used to.
So for you, our listener, a retail executive navigating this whirlwind, the mission for this deep dive couldn't be clearer. We've pulled apart the article, Redefining the Retail Calendar, Adapting to the Always-On Shopping Era from Multimedia Plus. And we want to explore why this source says the old model is collapsing, and critically, what actionable strategies they present for leaders like you and your teams to actually succeed when individual consumer moments matter more than traditional brand seasons.
Okay, so let's zero in on why the source argues that familiar calendar no longer works, why this shift is so vital for executives to grasp.
Right, where do they start?
Well, first off, that predictability we talked about, it simply vanished. Gone.
Also.
Unexpected demand spikes now pipe up from anywhere. A sudden Prime Day announcement, maybe a surprise brand collaboration, or yes, that product that just exploded in popularity online.
Things that weren't on your wall calendar planning grid 5 years ago. Not even close.
Exactly. And think about the impact of digital acceleration. E-commerce and social media haven't just opened new channels, they've actively retrained consumers.
Retrained how?
They expect instant access, personalized experiences, and the ability to buy right now, any time of year, not just during your planned holiday push.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the source really drives this home. Personal consumer moments now outweigh brand seasons in a significant way.
So someone deciding to buy something because of their own life event.
Yeah, that's often a much stronger purchasing trigger than waiting around for your company's traditional Q4 holiday campaign kickoff. Their calendar is their life, not the corporate one.
And this brings up a crucial challenge that jumps out from the article, something every leader needs to confront.
Which is?
Your frontline associates. They're the face of your brand, right? They're the ones expected to deliver that seamless, ready experience, Scandmores. Customers now expect 365 days a year.
Always on.
But the source raises the pointed question. Are they truly equipped? Are they trained, supported to handle this incredibly fast, unpredictable, always on pace?
That's a huge question. And that's where the source introduces agility as the non-negotiable new advantage.
Agility, okay.
Yeah, and it's presented not as some buzzword, but as the absolute foundation for modern retail teams.
So what does this agile retail actually look like in action, according to the article?
Well, instead of doing massive disruptive seasonal resets, you see brands doing like rolling product drops, smaller, more frequent.
Okay.
Promotions become real time, reacting instantly to social chatter or maybe inventory shifts. Campaigns become micro campaigns, tailored hyper locally to specific stores or regions,
Or targeted.
much more targeted. And training, that happens on demand, delivered exactly when a new product launches or a policy changes unexpectedly, not months later.
Instantly relevant.
Right. And importantly, agility demands genuine two-way communication. It's not just HQ broadcasting information down.
So more of a conversation.
Exactly. It's about keeping the field connected, informed, and actively engaged in the constant flow so everyone feels part of it.
Right. And the source really emphasizes that all those strategic shifts at the corporate level, moving faster, pivoting quickly, they only work if the teams on the store floor can actually execute them.
Absolutely. That frontline readiness is absolutely paramount in this continuous shopping cycle. If they can't keep up, the whole thing falls apart.
And because of this, the source argues that the way you train your teams has to fundamentally change. It can't be a big static event once or twice a year anymore.
No way. It has to become a continuous flowing stream of knowledge that keeps pace with the speed of the business itself. Think constant updates, not big dumps of info.
Like a drip feed of information.
Kinda, yeah. And the article specifically highlights how platforms like Insight, apparently, are becoming vital here. They push mobile-first training and communication directly to associates' hands.
So they get it right on their device, on the floor.
Exactly. Ensuring they arrive for their shift, informed, and ready for whatever spontaneous moment walks through the door. No more digging through binders in the back room.
Okay, so, given all this, what does the source actually recommend we do about it? They outline three key actionable strategies for thriving in this new reality. These sound like major takeaways for you as a retail executive.
Yeah, let's break them down. First strategy, go rolling.
Rolling.
Ditch the idea of just having, say, 4-6 big static tentpole campaign moments a year. The source argues you need a rolling content strategy.
Something more fluid.
Much more fluid, something you can pivot instantly, empower your store teams with messaging that's not only easy to update, but directly tied to whatever real-time goal or spontaneous moment is happening right now.
Okay, strategy one, rolling content. What's next?
Second strategy, make learning live. Always.
Live and always.
Move completely away from those old time-consuming training binders or, you know, lengthy e-learning modules nobody finishes.
Yeah.
Deliver learning content in bite-sized chunks, designed for the moment, accessible on the floor, on the fly.
Give me an example.
Okay, this source gives a great one. Instead of a big quarterly training session on new arrivals, think how to sell the drop content that updates weekly.
Ah, so it keeps associates trained on what's hot and new. Literally as it hits the floor.
Precisely. Contextual, timely, useful.
Got it. Strategy two, live, continuous learning, and the third.
And the third strategy, bridge the HQ floor divide.
Okay, the communication piece again.
Absolutely critical. Communication has to evolve past emails that get lost or posters in the back room nobody reads. Associates need to know what matters right now.
And they need it fast and easy to digest.
Right. And they need it in a format that's engaging, super easy to access, and immediately actionable. The source points to using tools that offer real-time updates, quick knowledge checks.
Like little quizzes or something?
Yeah, maybe. And crucial feedback loops. Hmm. So leadership knows teams are aligned and actually ready. It's about creating that constant connection.
Okay, so rolling content, live learning, and bridging the communication gap.
That's it. And what the article really emphasizes as its core message is this. The winning brands today are the ones that don't just move at the speed of their customers,
mm-hmm.
but make sure they bring their entire teams along for the ride. Everyone has to be in sync.
It's not about throwing away the calendar entirely, then.
No, not at all. It's about layering in massive flexibility, ensuring constant readiness, and building communication loops that truly mirror today's constant stream of shopping moments. It's an and, not an or.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Adaptability layered on top.
Exactly.
The source leaves us with a really clear, impactful thought, doesn't it?
Mm.
Retail doesn't revolve around holidays anymore.
It revolves around moments, individual moments.
Right. And that raises an important question for you, listening in, to sit with.
Mm-hmm. A final thought to chew on.
If success in this always-on era genuinely hinges on your organization being ready for any moment,
yep.
every single day,
yep.
what is the single biggest barrier your organization faces right now in truly equipping your teams for that constant state of readiness?